Welcome to Good TV and welcome to our teaching for today.
欢迎大家收看今天在好消息的教导。
Today we're going to be speaking on spirits of infirmity and trauma.
我们这一集要探讨的是所谓的虚弱的灵。
Many people are afflicted by spirits but don't realize that is what the problem is.
很多人他其实深受一些邪灵搅扰之苦，但是不知道从哪里来的。
So today we're going to open the Word of God.
所以今天我们要从神的话来看。
We're going to look first of all at Jesus' ministry.
先从耶稣他的事工来看。
And then we're going to look at a situation where he freed a woman who was troubled by a spirit of infirmity.
然后来看到耶稣他怎么样的释放一个受邪灵搅扰的妇人。
And we want to ask the questions.
所以我们要问的问题是
What are spirits of infirmity and trauma?
这种邪灵这种虚弱的灵或搅扰的灵是什么
How do they enter people's lives?
那是透过什么管道进入一个人的生命
And most importantly, how can we be free?
那更重要的是怎么样的去帮助这些人得释放
And at the end of the teaching, then we will pray for you.
所以在这一集要结束之前我们会为你祷告
So listen and open up your heart.
所以希望你用一个敞开的心来听我们今天的教导
And believe that Jesus can touch you.
我相信耶稣可以触摸你
And set you free.
释放你
So I'm going to read first of all from Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the first half.
我们一起打开新约圣经路加福音第四章十八节
Jesus is beginning his ministry.
这个时候主耶稣他开始要侍奉
And he reads from the prophet Isaiah
他这个时候先从旧约以赛亚书来读一段圣经
Isaiah lived hundreds of years before
先知这个以赛亚他是早在几百年前的一个先知
But prophesied of Jesus coming
他在当时候就已经先预言耶稣会来到地上
And Jesus stood up and announced
那这个时候耶稣他站起来宣告
He read from the book of Isaiah
他就开始从以赛亚书读这一段经文
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me
他说主的灵在我身上
He has anointed me
他已经用膏膏我
to preach the gospel to the poor
叫我传福音给贫穷的人
to heal the brokenhearted
差遣我报告被掳的得释放
to proclaim liberty to the captives
让受压制的得自由
recovery of sight to the blind
瞎眼的得看见
to set at liberty those who are oppressed
然后叫那受压制的得自由
to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord
报告神悦纳人的喜年
Jesus stood that day to announce the beginning of his ministry.
主耶稣那天他站起来，其实就是在宣布他要开始事工了。
And so he read a prophecy from Isaiah that was fulfilled in him.
他就从这个以赛亚当年所说的一个预言，告诉大家已经在他身上成就了。
The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me.
他说主的灵已经来膏我。
When God has a purpose for a person's life,
当神对一个人的生命有他的计划
and they align themselves with that person,
那这个人也愿意跟神的计划连接
God himself will stand behind them.
神一定会在背后支持他
He wants to anoint us.
他就想要用圣灵膏抹我们
To anoint means to empower.
所谓的膏抹是给我们力量
To release the empowering of the Holy Spirit to be able to do the task.
释放圣灵的大能让我们能完成任务
Through the Bible, many people were anointed.
在圣经里头看到很多人被神膏抹。
Now Jesus stands and says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
这一次是耶稣他站起来，他就宣告说：“主的灵在我身上。”
And he outlines the purpose of that anointing.
接下来他就说出神的这个目的。
He outlines his mission.
他说出他的任务。
So let's look at a part of Jesus' mission.
我们来看主耶稣的任务是什么
？He sent me to preach the gospel to the poor.
他说第一个是要传福音给贫穷的人。
That means he sent me to bring good news.
意思就是神差遣我去讲好消息
To people who recognize their need.
是去认出别人的需求
Sin separates us from God.
因为罪让我们与神隔绝
Sin cuts us off from the life of God.
罪会叫我们从神的生命当中脱离
Sin opens the door to tormenting spirits and curses.
罪也会让我们的生命就是让邪灵让搅扰的灵进入我们生命
And the good news that Jesus brought.
那主耶稣带来的好消息是什么
Was that God's kingdom, God's rule is now near at hand.
就是神的统治神的这个国度已经靠近我们了
That the blessings of God are available for us now.
而且神的祝福是我们垂手可得的
They're not far from us now.
再也不是远在天边
And they come to us as we repent and believe.
只要我们愿意悔改相信
As we turn from sin and believe and put our trust in God and His Word,
只要我们愿意离开神脱离开罪，然后愿意来转向神
we become connected to God.
我们就跟神连接
The Spirit of God enters our life.
神的灵会进入我们生命
We're born again.
我们成了重生得救的人
We can receive the love of God as a Father.
就可以接受神的爱，好比他是我们的天父
We are acceptable to God.
神就接纳我们
Our sins are forgiven.
因为他赦免我们的罪。
We have access to God.
我们就可以来亲近神。
We can live under God's favor.
可以活在神的恩宠底下。
That is really good news.
这是一个很棒的消息。
That the blessings of heaven are available here for us.
因为天国的祝福已经就在我们身边了。
Always received by faith.
我们永远都是靠信心来得到。
So he sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
然后他又接下来讲说，要让这个受伤的人要得到自由。
When the Bible talks about having a broken heart.
那每一次圣经只要讲到一个破碎的心和忧伤的心
the heart is the core of your affections, your believing.
所以一个人的心是我们的整个人生的一个核心
The Bible says out of your heart flow all the issues of your life.
圣经有另外一处讲到说从你的内心就会流就会释放出你这个生命
Another way, what is in your heart will reflect in the life you're living.
换句话说，就是你这个，我们中国人是讲貌由心生。
But through difficult, painful situations, traumatic situations, people's heart can be damaged.
可是一个人他人生当中如果遭遇一些苦难或者是创伤，他就可能这个心就受伤。
He's not talking about our physical heart.
他讲到的不是我的心脏。
He's talking about our inner man.
他讲到是一个内心。
The core of ourselves.
一个人的内心，他的内在，我们的核心。
Heart can be wounded.
你这样的一个心可能受伤。
When a divorce takes place,
比方说离婚。
Hearts of the children are shattered.
那这个就会让孩子会受伤。
Husband betrays a wife.
丈夫他背叛他的这个妻子。
Causes great grief and brokenness of heart.
就会带来这样的一个很大的一个破碎和伤心。
So a broken heart is a condition where a person has been deeply affected by grief.
所以一个破碎的心他就告诉我们这一个人他里面有很大的忧伤
Or by a traumatic, painful experience.
或是经历过一个极大的创痛
Betrayal is an incredibly painful experience.
有另外一种遭遇就是出卖背叛
And Thirdly, sent me to proclaim deliverance to the captives.
那第三个就是讲到叫报告被掳的得释放
He's speaking about the ministry of deliverance.
他讲到的就是一个释放赶鬼的事工。
Jesus came to set us free from tormenting evil spirits.
耶稣他来到地上是要释放我们脱离这些折磨的灵。
So these three things all work together.
所以你发现这三项事工是紧紧连接。
When people sin,
一个人犯罪
it opens the door for evil spirits to come in.
就会让邪灵有一个管道进入。
When people's heart is broken,
当一个人的心是破碎的
they go through heartbreaking experiences.
他们经历一些的创痛创伤
or traumatic experiences.
或者是一些忧伤
evil spirits enter.
邪灵也会进去。
And Jesus came to minister to people like that.
所以耶稣来到 这世上就是要来服侍这样的人。
So we're going to look at a woman who had a spirit of infirmity.
那我们接下来看有一个身上有虚弱的灵的女人。
Let's read in Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 13.
这个是在路加福音的第十三章十到十三节。
Now Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath.
安息日耶稣在会堂里教训人。
And there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity there for 18 years.
有一个女人被鬼附着。病了十八年
and she was bent totally over and could not stand up.
腰弯得一点直不起来
And Jesus saw her, he called her to himself and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.
耶稣看见便叫过她来对她说女人你脱离这病了
Then he laid hands on her,
于是用两只手按着她
and immediately she straightened up and gave glory to God.
她立刻直起腰来就归荣耀与神
So notice a number of things here.
我们在这地方看到几点。
Firstly, Jesus was in a synagogue where believers, worshippers of God were gathered.
第一个，耶稣他在会堂里表示他来到一群相信神的人当中来聚会。
So the woman there was a believer.
所以出现在会场的这个女人是一个信徒。
Later on, he calls her a daughter of Abraham, which refers to a believer.
其实在后面就有称她是一个亚伯拉罕的后裔，表示她是信徒。
But this believer was deformed.
可是这一个人呢，身体有残缺。
She was terribly deformed.
她是残缺的非常厉害。
She was physically bent right over.
她整个腰是完全弯下来的。
Her life totally deformed.
就是代表她生命也是一个扭曲的。
Every aspect of her life would be affected by this.
那也因为这样子，其实她整个人生的每一个领域都会受影响。
Firstly, the physical limitations have been doubled over.
第一个是她的身体在外表上面就受了局限。
When she went to bed, she's doubled over.
他不管走到哪里或躺下来总是都弯下来的。
Tries to eat, she's doubled over.
那他要吃东西也是要弯着腰的。
Tries to get dressed, she's doubled over.
他要这个穿衣服也都只能弯着腰穿。
She tries to walk, she's doubled over.
他走路的时候也是只能这样弯着腰走。
Can you imagine how deformed her body must have been?
那你有没有去想象这样的一个人的身体，他是怎么样的一种残缺？
But think of the other aspects of her life.
可是你也去想他生命其他的部分呢
？Just the physical difficulty in her life.
他一直都有这样的一个身体上的问题。
What about the shame she must have carried?
那你想想，第一个他面对的羞愧
，embarrassed by her condition，
觉得非常的尴尬丢脸。
No, children pointed her out.
小孩，他走在路上，小孩子可能会指点点。
They laughed at her.
笑他。
So this woman suffered in many different ways.
所以这个女人在很多的方面都受苦。
She physically suffered.
她身体受苦。
And she emotionally suffered.
情感上受苦。
And she was held down not by something physical.
可是问题是，她身体的不这个问题不是真正肉体上的一个问题。
The Bible says she had a spirit of infirmity.
圣经讲到说是因为邪灵造成的。
And she had it 18 years.
而且有十八年了。
That means there was a point in her life where she was free, and at that point that the demon entered in.
换句话说，在这十八年之前呢，她本来是很自由的，可是就在发生了某件事情之后，邪灵进入。
So either something happened to her.
所以要不就是有什么事情发生。
That gave an opportunity for the spirit to enter.
让这个邪灵有机会进去。
Or she has done something that allowed the spirit to enter.
或者她自己做了一些什么错事，就让邪灵有机会进去。
Sin will open the door for spirits to enter.
比方说罪。
But traumatic experiences can as well.
另外一种是创痛、创伤。
And so the lady had a spirit of infirmity.
那总之，这一个女人身上有一个虚弱、残弱的灵。
What is a spirit of infirmity?
什么叫做体弱多病的灵？
The word infirmity means to be without strength or weak.
在这个英文字眼讲说体弱多病，就知道很虚弱。
A spirit of infirmity is an evil spirit being.
那这个体弱多病的灵就是一个邪灵。
We are not made.For evil spirit beings.
神创造我们不是这种虚弱的灵。
We are made for the spirit of God to live within us.
我们受造是让神的灵可以住在我们里面。
For the life and nature of God to flow out of us.
好，让神的属性可以透过我们涌流出来。
We're not designed for evil spirits.
所以我们受造不是要让邪灵居住。
Evil spirits are disembodied spirit beings.
那这些邪灵呢，他们本身没有外表的躯壳。
The Bible's not clear where they came from.
那圣经也没有特别的指明他们从哪来的。
They could be fallen angels who fell and disobeyed God and fell down to the earth when there was a rebellion in heaven.
所以有一个有的时候我们会说这些邪灵它是当初这些堕落的天使，然后成为邪灵。
So it is a spirit being. It has a shape and a form.
那但是这个地方就看到这些邪灵他们有某种特别的形态。
It has a mind and a will.
甚至有他们的一些思想意志。
And it had entered her life.
那他们就带着这些意志进去这女人身上。
So what does the spirit of infirmity do?
那一个虚弱的灵会做什么事？
A spirit of infirmity enters a person's body.
进入一个人的身体。
It affects the body.
就会影响他的身体。
There's all kinds of ways it affects the body.
它会有不同的方式来影响。
Pains in the joints.
比方说关节痛。
Pains in the spine or stiffening in the spine.
脊椎痛。
Traveling pains in the body.
或者是身体总是不断的一些有一些刺痛疼痛
it can be deafness,
或者是耳聋
can bring blindness,
或者是瞎眼
it can bring excessive tiredness, so the person's forever tired,
或者是长期觉得就是疲倦
repeated sickness that won't ever seem to go away,
或者总是很容易就是生病然后没有办法这个完全康复
cancers,
还有癌症、
yeah.Numbness in the feelings.
就是手脚常常容易麻木。
So a spirit of infirmity will affect a person's body.
所以，总之，虚弱的灵会影响一个人的身体。
Sometimes it can affect their capacity to learn as well.
那甚至有的时候会影响一个人的学习力。
So when the spirit of infirmity entered the woman,
所以当这个虚弱的灵进入这个女人身上
it affected her spine.
它是影响到她的脊椎。
And she became doubled over, and her spine deformed.
所以就让她弯了，好像九十度一样。
Closely connected to a spirit of infirmity.
那另外一个跟这个虚弱的灵很紧密连接的是
are spirits of trauma.
就是创痛的灵
Trauma is an overwhelming experience.
创痛的灵它是来自一个就是我们所承受不起的经历
It's an experience we have where we're overwhelmed by either fear or pain.
那这样的一种我们经受不了承受不起的这种遭遇它带来一种疼痛
For example, it could be a motor vehicle accident.
其实 有可能他只是就是说比方说车祸
That's a physically frightening experience
因为一次车祸之后就让我们整个身体感受到恐惧
It could be a violent assault
或者是我们遇到一些比方说抢匪这种暴行
It could be a frightening natural disaster
那也有可能是天灾造成的恐惧
Or it could be the breakdown of a marriage
或者是婚姻破裂
A betrayal in a relationship where you trusted the person
在一个很互信的关系里头，你被出卖。
So when a spirit of trauma enters a person,
那因为这一类的东西呢，创痛就进来。
Usually there's fear and infirmity come with it.
所以通常你会发现，恐惧跟虚弱会两个紧紧相连。
And it affects the person.
就会影响一个人。
It affects their body.
影响他的身体。
It affects their soul.
也影响他们的魂。
The body can be affected in the DNA.
那甚至会影响到一个身体的 DNA 基因。
The memories of the accident or frightening experience can be stored in the body.
就换句话说是，他对于那个车祸天灾的那种惨痛的记忆会整个烙印在他身体里。
So spirits of infirmity and trauma hinder the person healing.
所以这样的一种创痛虚弱的灵就会拦阻阻碍一个人的生命。让他们没有办法得到医治。
It keeps the person locked back at the situation that happened to them.
就好像把一个人给捆起来，一直把他留在过去的那个经验里。
So a person may have suffered, say, the loss of someone they love very dearly.
或者是说，某个人他失去一个他非常心爱的人。
And the experience can be so traumatic.
那在那个过程当中是非常的让他痛苦。
That a spirit attaches to their life.
那因为他的灵跟那一个人的灵是紧紧相连。
And won't let them stop grieving.
所以就让他们不断的忧伤。
They become locked in grief.
最后他们就被这个悲伤给捆锁住。
Or an infirmity can enter the person's life.
那到最后就这种虚弱的灵进来。
And they can't heal.
他们就没有办法得医治。
I prayed for a lady here at one time.
有一次我在台湾为一个妇女祷告。
God gave me a word of knowledge. There was a lady who had numbness right through her arm.
神就给我一个知识的言语，让我知道她的手为什么会这么麻痹的。
And there'd been an accident 10 years ago.
那是因为十年前她遭遇这个车祸。
So the lady came forward.
所以这个妇人就来到台前。
And sure enough, she had no feeling in her hand or right down her arm.
那没错，她说她的手就是麻痹的。
And she'd had a motor vehicle accident. She was knocked off her scooter.
她是骑摩托车被撞倒。
And it was a very frightening experience.
对她来讲，那一次是非常吓人的一个经历。
So a spirit of infirmity and a spirit of trauma had attached to her life.
一发生之后，虚弱的灵就进入她身体。
It was like she was frozen in time.
那就好像她整个人被冻结在那一个时刻里。
And unable to progress past the accident.
她就一直没有办法去跨越离开那个经历。
The doctors had checked her out.
这个医生检查她的身体。
And there was nothing physically wrong that they could find.
就查不出身体有任何的毛病。
So we prayed.
后来我们就为他祷告。
And we broke the soul tie attaching it to the trauma.
我们就把他跟这一个创痛的遭遇断开环节。
Commanded the spirit of infirmity to leave her.
然后吩咐这一个虚弱的灵离开他。
And immediately the feeling was returned.
马上那一个他的这个手就恢复感觉了。
For 10 years, the spirit of infirmity.
有十年的时间，虚弱的灵
had prevented her from healing,
一直让她没有办法得到医治。
And in a moment, she was set free from the spirit. She could feel again.
就在她从这个邪灵底下得到释放的那一刻，她马上就得到医治。
That woman had had a motor accident, which was frightening, and was still locked in the trauma of the accident.
其实那是因为当她在发生车祸的那一刹那，让她太惊吓。所以就整个记忆整个身体就停留在那一刻。
I was speaking one time in the Pacific Islands.
有一次我到这个太平洋群岛那边去服事。
And I was speaking on this passage.
那就刚好讲到这一段经文。
And at the end of the meeting, there was a woman dragged herself to the front.
那聚会结束的时候就有一个妇人呢，她好像拖着身子到前面来。
She had come to the meeting on crutches.
她来的时候本来是拄着拐杖。
Now she wanted prayer for healing.
她现在想要得医治。
So I asked her, how long have you been like this?
我就问她这样的状况多久了。
She said 12 years.
她说十二年。
I said, did your husband or someone near to you die 12 years ago?
我就问她说十二年前是不是你很亲密的还是你丈夫死掉。
She said, yes, it was my husband.
她说对，是我丈夫过世。
I said, after that, did you have this physical sickness?
那我就问她说是不是在她死后没有多久你就有这个问题。
She said, yes, I did.
她说没错。
And I asked her, was your husband involved in witchcraft?
我又接着问他，你丈夫生前是不是跟一些巫术有关？
And he was.
他说对。
So the grief of losing him, the spirit of infirmity entered her, and now she was crippled.
所以当她丈夫死之后呢，她身上那个巫术的灵也借由这个妻子她的忧伤就进入她身体。
We prayed for her.
我马上为她祷告。
We broke the attachment to the loss of her husband.
断开她因为失去丈夫这样的忧伤的魂结。
Commanded the spirit of infirmity to come out.
在命令虚弱的灵出去。
And then helped her to her feet.
然后就帮助她站起，扶她站起来。
And she was able to walk without the crutches.
她马上就可以不需要拐杖走路了。
So a spirit of infirmity had stolen much of her life.
所以这个虚弱的灵整整偷窃了她十二年。
Robbed her of her health.
然后偷窃了他的健康。
And now she was free because of Jesus.
但是现在她因为耶稣完全得释放。
I can tell you there was great rejoicing that day.
所以我可以告诉你，当场每一个人都为她欢呼。
I prayed for another young man.
还有一次为一个年轻人祷告。
And he had a sore shoulder.
他就是他的肩膀一直都很酸痛。
And as I began to reach out to him,
那当我开始这样子去跟他交谈
，The Lord showed me that he had an issue with his father.
主就开始让告诉我说，其实这年轻人跟他父亲有一些摩擦。
How do you get on with your father?
我就问他，我说你跟父亲关系还好吗
？I love my father.
他说我很爱我爸爸。
And the Lord spoke to me and said, but his father travels and is always away, and he's actually bitter against his father.
那接下来神又告诉我说，其实他爸爸从在他小时候就常常出外旅行，所以他其实怀有苦毒。
So I said, is it true your father travels a lot?
我就问他，我说你爸爸是不是要必须常常出差旅游
？He's never there for you.
所以 你需要他的时候，他都不在身边。
And so you've become angry.
所以最后你就对他很生气。
And bitter inside.
甚至里面有苦毒。
He said that's true.
他说没错。
So I asked him if he would forgive his father.
我就问他愿不愿意饶恕他父亲。
Let go the bitterness from his heart.
然后放掉这一个苦毒。
I said the bitterness and resentment you have against your father.
我说我就告诉他，你内心的那样的一个苦毒恼恨
has opened a doorway for a spirit of infirmity to enter you.
就让这样的一个虚弱的灵进入你身体。
And it stops you getting better. In fact, you're getting worse.
让你没有办法得到医治，而且越来越严重。
We prayed for him.
马上为他祷告。
Commanded the spirit to go out.
命令这个灵离开他。
And he was immediately set free.
他马上就得到释放。
And he said to me, "I have pains all over my body."
他又说呢，我其实全身都酸痛。
Now they're all gone.
可是现在完全好了。
The doctor told me my spine would stiffen up until it couldn't move.
那医生曾经跟我讲说，我的整个脊椎都僵直的，没有办法再动了。
And now it's completely free.
可是现在完全得医治。
I prayed for someone just a few days ago.
其实几天前我在台湾为一个人祷告。
And he had an accident.
他曾经发生过这个意外事故。
10 years ago, he fell off a building.
是在十年前呢，他从这个一个顶楼上面摔下来。
Several stories high.
有好几层楼高。
He fell on the ground.
就这样摔到地上。
And he did damage to his back.
所以他整个背都受伤。
And although his back seemed to be okay, he was in pain all the time.
虽然他的背看起来好像没事，可是他一直都很痛苦。
For 10 years, he'd been in pain.
所以整个十年当中，他都活在那个疼痛当中。
That this trauma has opened the doorway for a spirit of infirmity.
就我就跟他分享，我说那一次的遭遇呢，那种创痛就造让虚弱的灵进去。
So a spirit of trauma has locked you back to that point in time, and the spirit of infirmity won't let you be healed.
这个创痛的灵呢，就让你的记忆一直是留在那一刻当中，也让最后让虚弱的灵进去。
So as I prayed for him,
然后我就为他祷告。
I broke the tie in his soul to the trauma.
那我就先断开他的魂跟这一个创痛的这个遭遇。
Commanded the spirits of trauma and infirmity to go.
然后也命令这个创痛的灵还有虚弱的灵出去。
And commanded healing into his back and spine.
也释放他的脊椎得到医治。
Immediately the pain left.
马上就不痛了。
And for the first time in 10 years, he's pain free.
他在十年来头一次脊椎再也不痛了。
So spirits of infirmity entering our life.
所以当虚弱的灵进入我们身体
，create sicknesses, infirmities in the body, and limitations, problems in the mind.
会带来我们身体有很多的慢性疾病，一些的问题，或者是心思上面出问题。
When spirits of trauma enter a person,
那当创痛、创伤的灵进入生命
，in a state of shock,
就会让一个人他好像一直停留在过去的痛苦的记忆
，and unable to be free,
没有办法得到自由。
It's like they're locked in time to the trauma.
就好像他们的整个人生是一直被锁在当时候。
These two spirits work together.
那记住，这两个灵他们是形影相随。
To ensure that the person doesn't heal or heals very, very slowly.
所以你就会发现有一些人，他好像总是他的医治非常的缓慢，或者完全不能得医治。
So we want to look then and ask these questions.
所以我们如果发现这样的问题，要问几个问题。
How do spirits of infirmity and trauma enter people's lives?
就是这样的一个创痛、虚弱的灵是怎么样当初怎么进去的
？And how can we be free of those spirits?
那我们要怎么样的得释放
？So when we come back in a few moments,
所以我们待会休息完后回来
，we will share with you how the spirits enter.
我来跟你分享当初怎么进去的
，and what you can do to allow God to touch you to be free.
然后你怎么样的能够让神来触摸你、释放你
？And of course, we want to pray for you.
那当然，最后我们会为你祷告。
So wherever you are,
所以不管你在哪里
，if you've identified with what we've shared,
如果你发现我们刚刚所分享的是就在你身上
，and there's spirits of infirmity in your life,
你身上有虚弱的灵
，or perhaps traumatic experiences you've had,
或者你曾经遭遇一个很创就是一个巨大的创痛
，and you never seem to have got over it,
好像你就一直没有办法再克服那个记忆。
I want to pray today.
我们今天会为你祷告
for the power of God to flow to you where you are,
让神的能力就来充满你临到你
for you to be set free,
让你完全得释放
Jesus came to preach the gospel to the poor,
我们刚刚看到耶稣来到这地上就是要传福音给穷人
to let you know heaven is at hand, ready for you,
他要让你知道说天国已经近了
to heal the broken hearted,
他要来医治破碎的心
those who have been hurt and wounded,
所有那些被伤害过的人
or traumatized by life experiences,
或者人生的一些的遭遇让他们受到创痛
and to set people free from evil spirits.
耶稣都要让人得到释放
So it's our prayer that you'll be set free in this next session.
所以我的祷告就是你在 下半节你就可以得到自由
We look forward to seeing you back with us in just a few moments.
所以希望待会休息后你会回来继续收看
Welcome back to Good TV, and welcome to our teaching for today.
欢迎大家回来继续收看我们今天这一集的下半段。
We're sharing today about spirits of infirmity and trauma.
今天这一集我们探讨的是虚弱的灵、创伤的灵。
And we're looking at an example in the Bible of a woman who was healed of a spirit of infirmity.
我们是看到在新约圣经里头，一个女人呢，她因为被鬼附着，所以她的腰就弯下来。
We see that a spirit of infirmity is an evil spirit being.
我们也看到虚弱的灵是邪灵。
And when it enters a person's life,
当它进入一个人的生命
it can afflict them with a sickness.
就能够用疾病来搅扰它。
Not all sickness is due to a spirit of infirmity.
但这个意思不是说每一个病都是由虚弱的灵造成。
But many sicknesses are.
可是很多的时候是。
And I have found in some cultures, spirits of infirmity abound.
那我也发现在很多的国家文化里很多都是有虚弱的灵在作祟
So a spirit of infirmity will cause a problem in a person pains or areas of sickness that won't go away
所以虚弱的灵呢会让一个人他的身上总是会有很多的疼痛或疾病
And we saw a spirit of trauma enters a person's life when they have a traumatic experience
那我们在上半堂也谈到说这样的一个创痛的灵它会让一个人的记忆被冻结在当时候发生的遭遇
An experience is very frightening Like an accident,
比方说因为一个意外事故就感到恐惧
or a spirit that's over, a situation that's very overwhelming, full of grief.
或者是因为一个伤痛，一个失去了一个，就是一个重大变故，让他就受感受很大的悲伤
Like a sexual assault or betrayal in a relationship.
或者是在一个关系里头被出卖或者被性侵犯
So a spirit of infirmity enters and afflicts the person's body and soul.
所以虚弱的灵会来影响一个人的身体还有灵魂。
Spirit of trauma often keep the person attached to the original trauma. It's like they're frozen in time and can't be healed.
那创痛的灵呢它会让一个人把一个人锁在当时候的遭遇的这个时间记忆里头让他没有办法走出来。
So we're reading in Luke chapter 13 and verse 11.
我们刚刚看的经文是《路加福音》十三章十一节。
There was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, was bent over and could not stand up.
有一个女人被鬼附，可是，在英文的圣经有一个译本是讲到是虚弱的灵附着她十八年。
So the woman was bound or held in the grip of a spirit.
以至于呢，她腰弯的一点也直不起来。
She had no power to get set free.
所以她没有这个能力胜过。
And no medication could fix the problem.
也没有任何医生治得了她。
It needed a greater spiritual power.
他需要在灵界有一个更大的能力胜过这个东西。
Bible says Jesus was anointed with the power of the Spirit.
那我们前面也看到经文就是，神又圣灵还有能力膏抹他。
So what he did for her was what he can do for you.
所以耶稣能够为这个女人做的，也可以为你做。
That's interesting. The Bible tells us exactly how long she had the Spirit.
很有意思的是，圣经还清楚地讲到她这个病有多久。
It was 18 years.
整整十八年。
There's nothing to indicate Jesus asked the woman that.
可是也没有讲到说耶稣有问他病多久。
So it's likely the Spirit of God told him it's 18 years and it's a spirit of infirmity.
好像暗示着说，其实是神启示耶稣说，这个女人病十八年。
Some of you who are watching this program have been suffering for many years.
现在你们在看节目的一些观众朋友，你们身上有一些疾病缠绕你很多年。
Suffering from a spirit of infirmity.
比方说虚弱的灵。
That's caused many pains and many problems in your body.
让你身上不管是生病或者是有很多的疼痛。
Perhaps some of you are suffering from a spirit of trauma.
可是有一些人你可能遇到的问题是有一个创痛的灵。
You've gone through an experience that's traumatized you.
因为你过去某个重大的一个遭遇就让你一直受它搅扰。
So 18 years ago, the spirit entered her life.
所以圣经上说呢 ,18 年前这个邪灵就进来缠扰搅扰她。
So we ask the question, how then do spirits of infirmity or trauma enter a person's life?
我们要问的是一个人为是经了经历了什么问题才会让虚弱的灵进去
？And then how will we get them out?
那我们要怎么样把它赶出去呢
？Firstly, how do they get in?
所以第一个邪灵怎么进来的
？In Ephesians 4:27,
在这个以弗所书第四章三十七节
，It says, "Give no place to the devil."
讲到说不要给魔鬼留地步。
Don't do anything that would open your life to the demonic powers.
换句话说，在警戒我们不要轻易做任何事情是给魔鬼有这个空间。
So I want to list for you some possible ways spirits of infirmity or trauma could enter your life.
所以接下来我会先列了几个就是说几个重点，让你知道说哪一些管道会让哪一些方式哪一些事情会让邪灵这样虚弱的灵进入你生命。
The first way is through what we'd call a generational curse.
第一个就是祖先的家族的咒诅。
A curse is a negative spiritual force running through a family.
那是从家族他们所造成的一些的问题就让邪灵进来。
It's empowered by an evil spirit.
那这样的一个咒诅是从邪灵来的。
So once a curse sits in a family,
当一个咒诅进入一个家族
if a spirit of infirmity is a part of that curse,
那如果这个虚弱的灵也是咒诅的一部分
then the whole family line can struggle or suffer with similar kinds of problems.
就发现家族当中就有很多人都会为一些疾病来搅扰。
So a spirit of infirmity can enter a family line and come down a family line.
所以这个虚弱的灵有可能它会进入一整个家族里。
Secondly, a spirit of infirmity can enter when a person becomes bitter.
第二个就是会因为一个人的苦毒虚弱的灵会进来。
In Hebrews 12:15,
在希伯来书12:15, 在十二章十五节。
In Hebrews 12:15, it tells us,
它告诉我们
Not to be careful or guard our heart diligently.
告诉我们说我们要谨慎，要保守我们的心。
Lest we fall out of the grace of God.
免得我们失去神的恩。
And a root of bitterness springs up and defiles people.
免得这个毒根呢会从我们里面会生出来，然后污染其他的人。
So when bitterness comes into your heart,
所以当苦毒进入你心里
it opens a doorway for spirits of infirmity.
就会让虚弱的灵进去。
So many times, people who have bitterness and unforgiveness also have a spirit of infirmity.
所以很多时候，一个人他里面只要有苦毒、不饶恕，也会有虚弱的灵。
It can manifest in their joints and their back and their in weakness in their body and in their mind.
那往往会在他的关节、骨头，或者是他的这个心思意念上会出问题。
Another doorway through which a spirit of infirmity can come.
那另外一个虚弱的灵进来的管道
is unresolved anger.
就是没有处理掉的怒气。
When people become very angry,
那一个人很生气的时候
and they don't deal with their anger properly,
他又没有好好的来解决处理他的怒气。
Then a spirit of infirmity can come in.
最后这个虚弱的灵就可能会进来。
As well as the spirit of anger.
还有这个愤怒的灵。
Another doorway for evil spirits to come,
那另外一个就是让邪灵进来的方式
is through the doorway of grief.
是透过忧伤、悲伤。
Grief is a process by which we deal with loss in our life.
其实悲伤是我们人在处理一些我们丧失掉一个很重要东西的一种情绪情感。
When we're attached to someone and we lose them, we naturally feel grief.
当我们跟某一个人有一个很深的关系的时候，可是我们今天失去他们，一定会感到伤痛。
We're closely attached to a child and the child dies tragically. There's a grief we feel.
比方说我们很爱我们的孩子，当我们的孩子很意外的死亡了，那我们就会很悲伤。
So there are many ways we can experience grief.
那当然人生里头有各种不同的状况会让我们忧伤。
We grieve when something is taken away or we lose something.
当我们失去一些东西或人抢了我们什么东西，我们就会悲伤。
We grieve over the loss of a spouse.
比方说失去配偶。
The loss of a grandparent.
或者失去祖父母、爷爷奶奶。
Loss of a job opportunity.
失去了工作。
There's many various ways that we may suffer loss in life.
有很多不同的这种状况。
A property can be burnt to the ground.
或者是我们的这个房子呢，因为火灾然后就没了。
So many ways that people experience grief.
所以有很多不同的这种状况会让我们去经历到这种忧伤。
If we don't resolve our grief,
可是如果我们没有好好面对处理，
let it go,
没有把它消化掉的话，
find comfort from God,
从神那边得到安慰，
then the spirit of infirmity can lock into our life.
最后这个虚弱的灵就会进来捆住我们。
And we seem to be stuck in grief. We never seem to get out of it.
我们就会发现好像我们一直处在那样的一个悲伤当中。
I've prayed for many people,
我为很多人祷告，
who were grieving of things that happened 20, 30 years ago.
发现他们这些人都是为二三十年前所发生的事情还是一直很伤痛。
Suffered a deep loss and it impacted them.
就是可能有一个丧失掉一个很真爱的人。
And they were still experiencing grief.
那他们到现在都还会觉得很悲伤。
And with it, sickness.
最后就带来疾病。
So a spirit of grief had come into them.
所以忧伤的灵进入。
As they experienced a broken heart.
他们就开始觉得心里是破碎的。
And then a spirit of infirmity.
那虚弱的灵就进来。
And they needed to face the grief and bring release to it.
所以最终他们一定要来面对他们的忧伤。
I've had people who have lost a parent and they've never gotten over the grief.
比方说有一些人呢，他们失去了父母，非常的难过。
And we need to recognize that painful experiences like that can open our life to spirits.
所以我们要学会的就是像这样的一种伤痛的遭遇会让我们就是招致这些不好的邪灵进来。
Another doorway for spirits of infirmity.
另外一个会让虚弱的灵进来的方式。
Is when we experience what's called a trauma.
就是我们所谓的创痛创伤。
Trauma is a very overwhelming experience.
创伤是一种让我们所经不起的一种痛苦。
Can be something very frightening.
它可能是很恐惧的吓人的。
Or can be something very painful.
或者是很痛苦的。
It could be, for example, an accident.
比方说意外事故
，and it's just a shock to us.
那就对我们来讲是很吓人的。
And the spirit enters at that time of shock.
就在那个时候，在这样惊吓之余，我们的记忆就是被锁在那边。
Could be a death.
也可能是死亡。
Perhaps a divorce.
或者是离婚。
Sometimes divorces can be so traumatic and stressful.
有些人他在离婚的时候带来的那个创痛非常的剧烈。那这样的一个这种创伤就进来。
Sometimes spirits of infirmity as well.
那也会带着这种虚弱的灵。
We can experience trauma through abuse, sexual abuse or physical violence.
或者是在身体上面被虐待，或者是遭到性侵犯，也会有这种创痛。
These are overwhelming experiences.
总之，这一些的例子都是让我们知道是承受不起的。
A young girl who's sexually abused.
有一个年轻一个女孩子小的时候被性侵犯。
It is a traumatic experience.
对她来讲是一种巨创。
Sometimes they just freeze and can't believe what's happening to them.
他们因为惊吓到一个程度，她不相信会发生这种事。
And at that moment of shock.
所以在那一个时刻的惊吓
，spirit of trauma will enter.
就让整个创痛的灵进去。
And it freezes them in time.
就让他们整个停留在那一刻。
And other spirits can enter as well.
其他的灵也会开始进来。
Fear and shock and hatred.
恐惧、惊吓、仇恨。
Or even spirits of infirmity.
甚至虚弱的灵。
So the person feels weak and unable to cope with life.
所以有些人他们就会觉得我人生是我很软弱无助无力的。
Sometimes, if there's betrayal in a relationship.
或者是呢，在一个人际关系当中遭遇出卖。
For example, a couple have been married for many years.
或者是在婚姻当中。
And then someone discovers that the spouse has been unfaithful for 3 or 4 years.
结婚多年之后，才突然发现另外一半呢，其实已经有多年的时间都有，就是在外面有第三者。
This deep betrayal is quite traumatic.
这样的一种发现会带来一个巨创。
Trauma betrayal is.Quite a painful experience to walk through.
出卖背叛所造成的这种创痛，往往是让我们人很难去克服的。
Because the person who's been betrayed,
因为被出卖的那个人
experiences a huge shock in their life.
他的人生经历到一个极大的惊吓。
That everything they trusted and believed was okay now is no longer okay.
原本他们非常相信的一个人，他突然发现他再也不能信任。
And often the shock is so deep.
那这样的一种惊吓非常的深刻。
They become locked into trauma.
以至于他们就被那样的一个创痛给绑住了。其他的邪灵就会进来。
And the person can't seem to get over their problem.
那这样的人就好像一直不能克服胜过这些问题。
Remember, spirits of infirmity and trauma.
我们讲到这个虚弱的灵和创痛的灵。
Will afflict a person so they can't recover easily.
他会 来毁坏一个人，让他们没有办法容易的克服问题。
Instead of recovering, they just continue to live like this happened yesterday.
他们就没有办法从那些创痛得到恢复，他们人生过起来就好像那些事情昨天才发生的。
Sometimes people have frightening experiences as a young person.
有一些人是在他小的时候呢，遇到了一些让他很惊吓的事情。
Spirit of trauma can enter.
这种时候创痛的灵会进去。
And with it, infirmity in the child becomes reduced and very weak.
那带着这个虚弱的灵进入这个小孩子里头，就让他的身体好像发育不全。
Another doorway for spirits of infirmity to enter.
那另外一种管道就是
is through occult activities.
是透过行异端邪术
spiritism.
行这种交鬼
reaching out for fortune telling.
然后找这个算命的
into sorcery or magic.
行这个法术邪术的
calling out the spirits of the dead.
或者是叫这个召唤死人的灵
These open people directly up to the spirit world.
那这样的人是完全直接向灵界敞开
And spirits of infirmity enter them.
就虚弱的灵就进来了
So you find wherever there's spiritism.
所以你发现只要有这种交鬼行巫术的
There'll be a lot of sickness.
就这种人呢，往往就很容易生病
Closely connected to that is idolatry.
那另外一种就是这个拜偶像。
When you worship idols,
当你向一个偶像跪拜
you open your life to evil spirits,
你就完全向你的生命、让你的生命是向邪灵敞开的。
And apart from the oppression and fear they bring,
那他们除了是带来这样的一个压制
spirits of infirmity are common in the families where there's idolatry.
你也会发现虚弱的灵也会出现在这种拜偶像的家族里。
So these are some of the doorways through which evil spirits come.
所以刚刚讲到的就是我们有一些什么样的状况会让虚弱的灵进来
and through traumatic experiences.
透过罪然后透过这种巨大的创痛
Jesus came to deal with the issue of sin.
可是耶稣来他来处理这个罪
came to deal with the issue of trauma.
他也要来解决这些创痛
came to free us from evil spirits.
他要来释放我们离开这些邪灵
Let's read the story again.
我们再一次来看这个故事
It says when Jesus saw her,
他讲到说当耶稣看到
他 he called her to himself.
他就把他叫到前面来。
He said, "Woman, you are loose from your infirmity."
他说，女人，你这个邪灵要离开你。
He laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and gave God the glory.
然后接下来就用他的两手为她按手，然后她马上就得到医治。
Jesus saw her.
耶稣看到她。
I think she was probably hiding.
我猜想这个女人可能是躲在群众当中。
Someone that deformed would not want to be out publicly.
往往身体有一些状况的人，他想要躲在群众当中。
But she had a heart for God. She's in the synagogue.
可是她因为内心渴慕神，所以她来到会堂。
God noticed those who has a heart for Him.
神他会看到那些渴慕他的人。
He saw her.
他看到她。
And He called her to come to Himself.
所以耶稣就把她叫到前面来。
Wherever you are right now.
所以不管你现在在哪里。
Jesus extends an invitation to you also.
耶稣现在也向你发出邀请。
He hasn't changed.
他从来没有改变。
Maybe something has deformed your life.
可能有一些事情让你的整个生命是被扭曲。可能不是身体。
Under the bondage of spirits of infirmity or spirits of trauma.
但是你在这种虚弱的灵还有创痛的灵搅扰之下。
Or you may be deformed in your soul somewhere.
你可能是灵魂上面被扭曲。
With bitter grief and resentment and anger.
因为苦毒、愤怒、仇恨。
Jesus sees you.
但是耶稣都看到你。
And he invites you to come.
现在邀请你出来。
The Bible says to everyone who received him.
圣经讲到说，凡是相信他的。
Everyone who believed on him.
凡是相信耶稣的。
He gave power to become a child of God.
他就给他们能力，让他们成为神的儿女。
I want you to see what Jesus did.
所以我要让你来看耶稣做了什么。
When she came to him.
当这个女人出来。
He did two things.
耶稣做两件事情。
First, he asked her to come.
第一个，他是叫这个女人出来。
When she responded,
那当女人回应了
to his invitation,
那他就给她两个邀请。
He rebuked the condition.
他第一个是这个来斥责这个疾病。
Laid hands on her,
然后为她按手。
And her body was healed and became straight.
她的身体就得医治，马上直起来。
His power was released to set her free from the spirit.
耶稣释放她身上的能力来
释。From the trauma of whatever had happened to her.
就让她身上不管有什么创痛。
And to heal her completely.
然后完全医治她。
So Jesus can do the same for you.
所以耶稣也可以为你做同样的事。
So how could you be set free if you have spirits of infirmity or trauma?
如果你身上有虚弱的灵或创痛的灵，你要怎么的释放呢
？The first step is to acknowledge Jesus Christ.
第一个，你要先承认耶稣基督。
To come to Him.
然后你要来到他面前。
He still invites people to come to Him.
他到今天还是为所有人发出邀请。
The Bible says.He went about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil.
圣经说，耶稣他周流四方，他就是来医治病人。
All he requires is you believe and respond.
他所要求于你的就是你只要相信他，对他有回应。
So I want to show you how to position yourself.
所以我现在要教你
for God to touch you.
你怎么样的能够让神来触摸你
And then we'll pray for the power of God to come to you.
然后我会祷告神的大能要临到你
The first step is to come to Jesus.
所以第一步就是你要来到耶稣面前向他敞开你的心
Allow His Spirit to come into your life.
欢迎他的灵进入你生命
Now are you struggling with infirmity?
你是不是一直在被这个虚弱的灵搅扰
that won't go away,
身上有一些疼痛就是没有办法得到医治
problems in your body,
或者有一些疾病
that resist healing,
一直没有办法得医治
infections that resist healing,
或者是一些发炎的状况
skin conditions that resist healing,
皮肤过敏皮肤的问题
conditions in your joints that resist healing,
或关节骨头的问题
Jesus is able to set you free from the spirit of infirmity.
今天耶稣可以释放你完全离开虚弱的灵
Have you been traumatized?
或者你有没有遇到一些创痛
As I was sharing, did you identify with one of those experiences?
刚刚我举的很多的例子，你有没有发现你自己跟他一样
Then Jesus wants to help you.
如果是的话，耶稣要帮助你
Set you free from trauma and infirmity.
要完全释放你离开这些的创痛还有虚弱
Is there bitterness in your heart?
你里面有没有苦毒
Are there things you need to repent of?
还有哪一些是要悔改的
Bitterness.
苦毒
Idolatry.
拜偶像
Spiritism,
还有情交鬼的
Are these things you need to repent of and ask Jesus to forgive you?
这些事情你都必须要悔改求耶稣赦免你
Is there someone you need to forgive?
或者你是不是需要饶恕一些人
Here's the steps out.
那就有几个步骤
One, come to Jesus.
第一个来到耶稣面前
Two, just repent and confess any sin to him.
第二个为你任何想知道的罪来向他认罪
That is standing in the way of your healing.
然后让这些罪不能来拦阻你得医治。
The Bible says if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，当我们愿意来承认我们的过犯，神是信实的，是公义的，必饶恕我们一切的过犯。
1 John 1:9.
这是在约翰一书第一章第九节。
Is there someone you need to forgive?
你是不是需要饶恕一些人？
Perhaps you're angry at someone.
你可能对一些人很生气
Bitter at someone.
或者很苦毒
Release forgiveness.
那你就要释放你的饶恕释放他们
Don't hold it in your heart.
不要再把他们抓在你心里头
It's an open door for a spirit of infirmity.
那样的话会让这个虚弱的灵进来
Let it go.
你就释放这些人
So you can receive the healing.
你就可以得到医治
Forgiveness is releasing people.
所谓的饶恕就是不再抓着这些人
Because holding on to your unforgiveness.
那当你一直抓着这些人就不饶恕
Keeps you held to what they did.
你就一直在想着他们的作为
It's like you're dragging around their offense everywhere you go.
就好像你不管走到哪都带着这些他们这些错误的行为跟着你
But forgiveness unlocks your life.
但是饶恕会让你的生命被打开
Releases the offense.
它会释放出这些所有的你被冒犯得罪的事情
Is there any traumatic experience you've had?
你人生有没有一些创痛巨创
Let Jesus come to touch you.
那你就让耶稣来触摸你
Did you make any inner vows?
你有没有一些内在誓言
I'll never be vulnerable, never hurt again.
就说我绝对不敞开我自己，不再让任何人伤害我。
I believe in just a moment,
我相信，等一下
，the power of God can come to you to heal you.
神的大能会来触摸你，医治你
，set you free,
释放你
，of tormenting spirits,
脱离这些搅扰的灵。
So I want to lead you in a prayer.
所以现在我们要带你做一个祷告。
This is what I'd like you to do.
所以请跟着我们这么做。
I'd like you wherever you're watching.
不管你在哪里
，just to close your eyes.
现在请闭上眼睛
，close your eyes.
闭上眼睛
，and focus your heart attention on Jesus.
好，让你可以心专注在耶稣身上。
As if you were the woman in that synagogue.
就好像你今天就是那一个在会堂里的女人。
And he has seen you.
耶稣也看见你。
His heart is moved with compassion.
耶稣他对你动了怜悯。
He's saying, "Come to me."
他说：“你来到我面前。
”Keep your eyes closed.
所以，请你继续闭着眼睛。
Make a decision.
然后做出一个决定。
Jesus, I'm coming to you.
你说：“耶稣，我要到你面前。
”Is there someone you need to forgive?
你是不是有一些需要饶恕的人呢
？Make a decision to forgive them.
那你就下定决心要饶恕那些人。
Are there any bitter judgments you need to renounce?
里面有没有一些苦毒的论断
？Let them go now.
现在释放、废除掉那些论断。
I want to lead you through a prayer.
现在我们要带你做一个祷告。
At the end of the prayer,
祷告之后呢
？I will speak to the spirits.
我就会对那些邪灵说话
，and command them to release you.
命令他们离开你。
Just breathe out heavily.
所以你可以好像深呼吸一样。
As the spirits leave you.
因为当这些邪灵要出去的时候
，and then check out your body.
那你就可以深呼吸，
See、
然后开始动动你的身体，
if the pain
看看是不是疼痛离开了。原本不能动的，你就开始活动一下。
It's often as you move, the freedom starts to come.
往往是在你愿意开始去试着活动的时候，你会发现这些疼痛就出去。
If there's any change at all,
如果你发现还没有什么改变
，the healing has begun.
如果开始有改变，你就知道这个医治已经在发生了，你就开始边动边感谢神。
Move your legs.
然后开始动动你的脚。
Move your back.
动动你的背。
Move your arms.
动动你的手。
Check the problem and see if it's gone.
然后就看看原本会痛的，现在是不是好了
？So just follow me in this prayer now.
好，现在请跟着我做一个祷告。
Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name.
在天上的父，我奉耶稣的名来到你面前。
Thank you for loving me.
谢谢你爱我。
Thank you for accepting me.
谢谢你接纳我。
Thank you for sending Jesus.
谢谢你差派耶稣。
To die on the cross for my sins.
为我的罪死在十字架上。
And rise from the dead.
然后从死里复活。
Jesus, I ask you to forgive me.
耶稣，求你赦免我。
Cleanse me of all my sins.
洁净我，脱离一切的罪。
I receive you as my Savior.
我现在接受你成为我的救主。
I receive your Spirit into my heart.
我也接受你的圣灵进入我里面。
And I receive forgiveness.
我接受你的饶恕。
I declare today before heaven and earth.
今天我在天上地下，我要来宣告。
Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord.
耶稣基督就是我个人的救主和主人。
I forgive those who've hurt me, Lord.
我愿意饶恕凡是伤害过我的人。
I forgive them and release them.
我要释放他们，饶恕他们。
I ask you now to set me free.
现在我也求你来释放我。
Spirits of infirmity and trauma.
脱离这些这个虚弱的灵，创痛的灵。
By faith now.
凭信心。
I receive freedom.
我领受自由。
I receive deliverance.
我领受这个释放。
Thank you for your power.
感谢你的大能。
Touching my life right now.
现在在触摸我。
Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
好，现在我为你祷告，
I take authority,
耶稣基督的名。
I break spirits of trauma off your life.
我用他的权柄要断开这些虚弱的灵。
I break soul ties to trauma.
跟这些创痛的魂结。
I break soul ties to trauma.
我要断开这个创痛的魂结。
I command the spirits of trauma.
命令这个创痛的灵。还有这个恐惧的灵。
I command you to come out.
现在吩咐你要出去。
Spirits of infirmity.
虚弱的灵。
I command you to come out.
我命令你出去。
I command healing into backs.
要来医这个背要得医治。
I command healing into joints.
在关节要得医治。
I command healing into skin infections.
还有你的整个皮肤的问题要得医治。
I command healing into skin conditions.
你所有皮肤的问题现在得医治。
I command healing into cancers.
还有癌症要得医治。
I command the deaf ears be open.
耳聋的你现在被打开。
I command the blind eyes be open.
瞎眼的你现在要。
I command release to you in Jesus' name.
我现在奉耶稣的名释放他的大能。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I break the spirits of idolatry off your life.
我现在为你生命断开拜偶像的邪灵。
I break the power of witchcraft off your life.
还有行巫术的灵要离开你。
All generational curses.
所有的这个祖先的咒诅。
That have brought infirmity to you.
啊，他带来这样的虚弱。
I break them now.
现在奉耶稣名断开。
I say be loosed in Jesus' name.
我说你要完全脱离。
Be loosed in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名完全脱离。
Be loosed from your infirmity.
从这些虚弱。
Be loosed from your trauma.
完全脱离这些创痛。
I speak into the cells of your body.
对你身体的细胞说话。
I command every memory of trauma.
所有记忆这些创痛的。
I command the cells to reject the memories.
所有这些细胞要拒绝这些记忆。
I speak into your nervous system.
对你的神经系统说话。
I command peace into your nervous system.
开始释放平安进入你的神经系统。
I command healing into your body.
命令你的身体现在要得医
治。Arise in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名站起来。
Arise in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名站起来。
God has touched your life.
神已经触摸你。
Now try to do something you couldn't do before.
好，现在你来试试活动你的身体。
And begin to thank God for what He's done in your life.
开始为他所为你成就的事情感谢神。
Been a joy to be with you.
很高兴能够跟各位分享这些课程。
We look forward to you tuning into Good TV again.
很希望你可以下次再继续收看好消息。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你。
May His love and peace come into your household.
愿他的爱跟平安临到你跟你的一家。
Amen.
Amen.